I proposed as an op-ed once that was set up in type at the Washington Post and got bumped for whatever reason. So maybe I can publish it right here. After 9/11, a lot of questions, what should we do about worldwide terrorist threats? And my answer was based on game theory, on tit for tat. I don't think it's unique with me, but it is something I think we need to think about. What we can't do, Art, is trade away the very good things about a free society trying to fight a probable specter terrorist. We just can't do that. What we can do, though, Art, is think about this more like B.F. Skinner would have in trying to condition our enemies and tell them that if you hit us in any way that we define, or our friends in a treaty, any way that we define as being a terrorist strike, then we know where your main camps are. We know who you are and where you live, and we'll kill you.
But I thought we were already...
No, not quite, though. I mean, you think we haven't come down, for example, on Hezbollah, which is sitting in the Lebanese parliament, and a lot of places like that. If you were to say, just consider this model, though, from the game theory point of view, okay, here's a relatively innocent group like Hezbollah with respect to attack on us, say. And if they know that if we get hit and the next building blows up in the U.S., we're going to not, there's a reasonable chance we will come and kill you, then they have an incentive to make sure their terrorist colleagues don't do that.
Well, then how come Israel hasn't done it yet?
Israel, I think, would love people to take Hezbollah out of Lebanon, but it withdrew from Lebanon. But that was just one example.
I guess I'm asking, what threat can we make that, you know, hasn't passed through the thoughts and the possibility of possibilities of Israel doing something like that? I would think that they would have already done something like that.
They don't have the clout that we have to pull it off. They could threaten. I don't think they could, as easy, so many parts of the world that we could do. If you had a list of, you know, the, for example, you had a top 10 list of terrorist countries or big cells, and we're not waging, in effect, a small war, should we get hit of a certain magnitude, we'll run a random number generator and pick two of them and obliterate them. Now, if that were done with reasonable certainty among terrorists, they would have an interesting incentive among themselves, not just not to hit us.
Okay, well, let me get this straight. You're saying we issue a sort of a general proclamation that if we get hit hard, biologically, with nuclear weapons, whatever, that our response would be to spin a bottle and pick two terror organizations' names and just wipe them off the face
of the earth,
whether they were responsible.
Right. Well, here's the point, Art. In all likelihood, you're never going to catch the culprits here. There'll be members of the cell that blow themselves up. But obviously, you want to catch the people who did it, too. But what we can do quickly, with virtual certainty, is say, okay, it's your turn. Something happened to us, and we're scratching you off.
Now something's going to happen to you. Well, you know, that's what the Russians do, and it's rather effective, actually. But somehow I just don't see an American president or any administration publicly saying what you're just talking about. I just don't see it happening.
I don't either at this point, but should we get the kind of hits that so many fear, I don't think it's likely, but should there be a lot of bombings going off? If we suffered anything, Art, like the Israelis suffer from the suicide bombers, unfortunately, you would see that, I think.
I wonder. I don't think we'd ever say it, though. I don't think we'd say, look, we're going to take out two groups that we don't like, whether or not they're responsible for what happened. It just doesn't seem like something. We might do it, but...
Yeah, but it seems like an awfully good place to start when you're undertaking the redress of a problem like that. Again, what you're essentially saying is the cost of striking us, on average, will exceed whatever benefits you think you get from it.
So I'm not against your idea at all. I just don't think it's politically, it has any coinage.
And I hope we'll never have to use that.
But do you honestly believe that we could get to that point?
You know, if it turns out, and I hope it doesn't, if nanotechnology and things like that are such that it's relatively easy to make bombs that we can't even conceive of now, or poisonous devices or other things, if it's so hard to defend, this is the trouble with modern warfare, against these unforeseen attacks, then you might have to. Unfortunately, at the moment, no, and those great oceans protect us, and our military might protect us.